But I'm going to put this out there right now. I'm currently searching for the name of the woman that Brock Turner, in quotes, raped. I'm going to publish her name if I can get it to it, because, number one, anonymity in rape cases should be either both ways, or there should be no anonymity. You know, Brock Turner and other men accused of rape or prosecuted for rape have their names dragged through the mud by the media, by their colleges, whoever. While their victims get total, you know, total privacy and basically can say whatever they want behind a shield of anonymity. That cannot stand. Either both accuser and accused names become public, or neither do. So I'm going to publish her name on that alone. And number two, in order to properly scrutinize the case and scrutinize the facts of the case, we need to know this woman's identity. We need to know what, we can't scrutinize her story. We can't analyze it if we don't know who the hell she is. So, and I'm hoping to next week to put up some more incentives for those of you who have, connections to the Stanford rape case to get me that information. But for now, if you want to help out, if you have any information that could help me out, recommend going to my website, mattforney.com. Hit the about page at the top of the screen. You go to mattforney.com/about. There's a email form there that you can fill out and send me to, you know, send me any information. You can contact me that way. And I'm also available on Twitter, you know, and you can also contact me in other ways. I'm a pretty easy guy to get a hold of. So if you have any information on the identity of Brock Turner's accuser, please get that information to me. I'd like to publish it as soon as possible. Go to mattforney.com and find out more.